Lift Him Up, September 7. Moral and Spiritual Perfection Promised. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, Paul wrote to the Colossians, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. The letter to the Colossians is filled with lessons of highest value to all who are engaged in the service of Christ. Lessons that show the singleness of purpose and the loftiness of aim which will be seen in the life of him who rightly represents the Savior. Renouncing all that would hinder him from making progress in the upward way or that would turn the feet of another from the narrow path, the believer will reveal in his daily life mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, forbearance, and the love of Christ. In his efforts to reach God's ideal for him, the Christian is to despair of nothing. Moral and spiritual perfection, through the grace and power of Christ, is promised to all. Jesus is the source of power, the fountain of life. He brings us to His Word, and from the tree of life presents to us leaves for the healing of sin-sick souls. He leads us to the throne of God, and puts into our mouth a prayer through which we are brought into close contact with Himself. In our behalf, He set in operation the all-powerful agencies of heaven. At every step, we touch His living power. God fixes no limit to the advancement of those who desire to be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Through prayer, through watchfulness, through growth in knowledge and understanding, they are to be strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power. Thus they are prepared to work for others. It is the Savior's purpose that human beings, purified and sanctified, shall be His helping hand. For this great privilege, let us give thanks to Him who hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son.